For the full episode of the Dennis Prager Show, go to Pragertopia.com, sign up, and become a full member. James in Tampa, Florida. Hello.
Hi, Dennis.
Hi.
Hey, I'm glad to be on your show. I've been listening to it for a long time.
Thank you.
And I just wanted to make a comment about what's going on our universities. I think it's atrocious. I really do. I've been working with the students at the USF campus for several years. It's a ministry that I have over there where I give out gospel tracts. I'm a Christian. And I have seen various Christian groups spring up on the campus. So I am seeing God, you know, working in the lives of the young people there, and that makes me happy. But I also see a lot of hatred over there and a lot of pushback against God. You know, we worship the same God, the God of Israel. Of course, you know, I believe that Jesus is the Messiah. And but it doesn't negate who we both worship, you know, God the Father.
That's why I always speak
God,
of
one Lord.
We always speak of Judeo-Christian values. That's right.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, we.
And so it's amazing to me. You know, I've been studying politically the differences between the liberal and the conservative parties over in Israel, and it seems like the polls are a little flopped. The way they are over here right now, Trump has more favorability than Biden, of course, because of all the atrocities. People are just getting tired of what's going on with our economy and the border situation. So a lot of our liberals over here in the West are now turning and voting for Trump, or they're supporting the Trump campaign. So hopefully we'll get him back in office. And we can correct some of the situations, but I see the opposite having unfolding over in Israel with Benjamin Netanyahu. Unfortunately, it's close, but I looked at the polls. I don't know if you seen the polls recently.
Yeah, well,
like
so
the Liberal Party is still slightly favored, unfortunately.
Right.
And I'm hoping that will change.
Well, let me say a few things, and God bless you, and I mean it from the bottom of my heart. My wish is that God blesses you. I always remind people that Winston Churchill, who was a giant, was voted out of office after World War II in Britain. He came back eventually, but he was voted out of office. Benjamin Netanyahu has served as prime minister longer than any other Israeli prime minister in the history of Israel. People don't, in democracies, people don't keep somebody in office forever. There's an inevitability of desire for change. What needs to be emphasized is that there would be no difference if an anti-Netanyahu, left-of-center government came into office in Israel. Nothing would change vis-a-vis Gaza. Nothing. They've announced it over and over. So all the Netanyahu haters on the American left, including many Jews, what would they do then? Well, now you don't have Netanyahu. Now you have someone on the left, and he's doing the exact same thing because this has nothing to do with Netanyahu. Israel doesn't want to be destroyed by the UN, by the left, by the Islamists, by the Palestinians. They have a strange desire to live. And if you're an Israeli and you don't want to die, you will do what you have to do in Gaza. That is it. Left or right. That's it. The focus on Netanyahu is phony. It's phony. I'm not pro-Netanyahu. I'm not anti-Netanyahu. I don't give a hoot who the Israeli prime minister is. Never did. All I want is Israel not to die and get raped. That's it. A very minimal desires with regard to Israel. Let it live. The left doesn't want Israel to live. Is that clear? The left is against, is anti-Zionist, means the entire notion of a Jewish people in Israel is anathema to the left. There are 220 countries. One can't exist, the Jewish one. But the left is not anti-Semitic. They love Jews. They just don't think Jews, of all the people on earth, can have a place to live. For the full episode of the Dennis Prager Show, go to PragerTopia.com, sign up, and become a full member.